under that. Let's go to the book of John as we continue our study through the English phrases with their origins in the King James. Some, but it's ask for volunteers up front so I know who to ask. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 on this section. Got Roy and Mark here. Any volunteers on this side? Jackie, any others? Brad? Perfect. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 volunteers. Good. I'll tell you what, let's just pray and then we'll dive in. Dear Lord, we love you. We are so grateful to be able to meet here today and, Lord, to assemble in the name of Jesus Christ around your precious word. Guide us in your truth and use your word in our hearts. Again, to remind us how powerful this book is, what an influence it's had in our language, that we might be better testimonies and witnesses for Christ. May you be glorified. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. 123, Brother Scott. 210, Claire. 33, Brent. 635, Philip. 87, Roy. 832, Mark. 844, Jackie. And 1011, Brad. So let's start with chapter 1, verse 23 of John. We'll do John today, which has 16.
He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, and straight the way of the Lord, and said what they desire.
So the saying here is the voice of one crying in the wilderness. The world does use that phrase, not realizing they're talking about John the Baptist. All right, Claire 2:10.
And said unto him, every man at the beginning.
So the best until last, you've probably heard that phrase, comes from this verse. And then Brent 3:3.
Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
The world's been using the phrase born again for ages. Now they use it obviously out of context and often not even referring to what it means. But they still use the phrase quite commonly. And then Philip 6:35.
Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst.
So that phrase, bread of life, sometimes just referring to what we eat, but the phrase has been picked up by the world and is used. And then 8:7. Cast the first stone. It comes, of course, from this story where the Pharisees tried to trap Jesus with the woman taken in adultery. But it has become a common saying. Who's going to cast the first stone? And then 8:32, probably one of the most common in the Bible.
And ye shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free.
The truth shall set you free. How many times does the world use that one? Not realizing they're taking it from John chapter 8. And then 8:44, Jackie.
Ye are of the father the devil, and the lusts of your father he will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
So the father of lies comes from this verse referring to the devil. He is a liar and the father of it. 10:11.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
So just that phrase, good shepherd, comes from a description of our wonderful Savior. John 11:35, shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. Is often used by the world. All right, we'll start over. 13:23. Brother Scott, 13:34, Claire, 14:2, Brent, 15:13, Philip, 17:12, Roy, and 19:23, Mark. And 20, actually, we'll not do that one. So Acts 9:1, Jackie, and 9:3, Acts 9:3, Brad. All right, so John 13:23.
they were leaning on Jesus, both of the disciples whom Jesus loved.
So bosom buddy, bosom friend comes from actually the Apostle John, who leaned on Jesus' bosom because he was very close to Christ. And then 13:34. The phrase love one another comes from God's word. And then 14:2, Brent.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you.
Just the phrase many mansions comes from Jesus Christ's promise of his return. And then Philip 15:13. So greater love hath no man, and that a man laid down his life for his friends. That was used a lot in World War II. So beautiful phrases from God's word talking about our Savior. And then 17:12. So the phrase son of perdition, talking about Judas, is a phrase used often by the world. And then 19:23. So the seamless robe, or a seamless robe, comes from the robe of Jesus Christ, which didn't have a seam. And we won't look at the verses, but just the phrase doubting Thomas, we've all heard that one, haven't we? Talking about how Thomas said in John chapter 20, unless I see the prints of the nails in his hands, I will not believe. And Jesus appeared and said, behold, the prints of the nails. And he fell down and worshiped Christ. But the phrase doubting Thomas has just become a general phrase of referring to a person who doubts. And it comes from God's word. All right, Acts 9:1, Jackie. So breathing out threatenings or breathing out threats comes from this passage. And then 9:3, Brad. So just the phrase, the Damascus Road, referring to where Saul became Paul and had his conversion. Just that phrase, Damascus Road, now often refers to where somebody has a conversion-type experience. I had a Damascus Road experience. All right, and then 9:5, we'll just look at it quickly. He said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. That phrase, kick against the pricks. I've lived in the desert, and I know what that means. You definitely don't want to kick a cactus. That would be very unpleasant. I don't care what shoes you have on. But that phrase, kick against the pricks, just means someone fighting against what's going to happen. All right, so let's move on. 9:18, Brother Scott. 10:34, Claire. 10:42, Brent. 12:18, Brother Ralston. 17:6, Roy. 18:6, Mark. And 20:35, Jackie. And 23:3, Brad. That'll finish up Acts. So, Brother Scott.
And immediately they fell from his eyes.
So scales falling from your eyes or scales falling from his eyes comes from what happened to Saul. And then Claire, 10:34. So no respecter of persons. He's referring to God in Peter's sermon, but has become a very common phrase. And then 10:42.
Unto the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained of God to be the judge
the quick and the dead. It comes from Acts chapter 10. And then 12:18, Philip. No small stir. Comes from God's word. And then Roy 17:6. Turned the world upside down. And then Brother Mark, 18:6. So, on your own head be it, or upon your own head, means you have to take the blame for what you've done, essentially. And then 2035, Jackie. More blessed to give than to receive. Comes from the book of Acts. And then 23:3. So a whited wall or a whitewashed wall. Paul was using that here to describe this religious leader. All right, that brings us to Romans. Chapter 2, verse 27, Brother Scott. 2:14. Oh, I have those in the wrong order. That's okay. Claire, 2:14. 3:4, Brent. 6:23, Philip. 12:19, Roy. 13:1, Mark. 13:11, Jackie, and 16:4, Brad. So Romans chapter 2, verse 27.
And shall not uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfills the law justly, who by the letter of circumcision does transgress the law.
So the letter of the law comes from the book of Romans. And then 2:14. A law unto themselves comes from Romans. And then 3:4.
God forbid, yea, that God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome whom thou art judged.
So just that phrase, God forbid, Paul often used it. This was his first occurrence. But the world uses it now, God forbid. And then Philip, 6:23. The wages of sin is death. Very powerful truth. 12:19. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And then Mark 13:1. The powers that be comes from Romans 13:1. And then 13:11.
And that knowing the time that now is the right time to wake up sleep, but now is our salvation nearer than we believe.
High time. It is high time. And then 16:4. So risk your neck or lay down your neck comes from Paul commending these saints here in Romans 16. All right, 1 Corinthians 4:13, Brother Scott, 7:23, Claire, 9:22, Brent, 9:24, Philip, 12:28, Roy, 13:1, Mark, 13:12, Jackie, and 13:13, Brad. So 1 Corinthians 4:13. The off-scouring of all things comes from this phrase, or this verse. And then 7:23. bought with a price. Now, we understand what it means as Christians, but the world still uses the phrase. And then 9:22.
To the weak became I as weak, that I might stand the weak. I have made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some.
All things to all men. And then Philip, 9:24. Run the race. And then 12:28. So the gift of tongues. Now when the world uses it, they're actually using it more correctly than the charismatics. Because when they use it, they're talking about someone who has the gift of languages, which is what tongues is in the Bible. And it's used all the time. But it was a gift given by the Holy Spirit to the early church. And then 13:1.
So I speak with tongues of men and of angels. I have not charity. I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
So a clanging cymbal or a tinkling cymbal comes from this verse. And then 13:12. So through a glass darkly. And then 13:13.
Now by a faith of charity.
So faith, hope, charity. That phrase is used a lot. And then, go to 15:26. We'll go ahead and finish 1 Corinthians. So 15:26, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. So that phrase, the last enemy, is a common phrase. All right, I'll pass out some more now. So 15:45, Brother Scott. 15:52, Claire. 15:55, Brent. And then 2 Corinthians 2:7, Philip. 2 Corinthians 4:7, Roy. 2 Corinthians 9:7, Mark. And 2 Corinthians 11:9, Jackie. And 2 Corinthians 12:7, Brad. All right, so 1 Corinthians 15:45, Brother Scott.
So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit.
So the old Adam, or the first Adam, very common phrase, and then Claire, 15:52. There's actually two in this verse, twinkling of an eye and the last trump, both commonly used. And then Philip 15:55. I mean Brent 15:55, sorry.
O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?
The entire verse is a phrase, sometimes used at funerals by the world. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And then 2 Corinthians 2:7, Philip. Such a one. And then Roy, 2 Corinthians 4:7. Treasure in earthen vessels. And then 2 Corinthians 9:7. God loveth a cheerful giver. And then 11:9.
When I was present with you and wanted it, I was charitable to no man, for that which was lacking to me, the brethren, came from Macedonia to supply. And the Lord said, I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself.
I gave you the wrong reference, obviously. I'm sorry. It's 19.
Verse 19?
Yes, please. Suffer fools. We've all heard that one used. You suffer fools, or don't suffer fools. And then 2 Corinthians 12:7, Brad.
And this that should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. It was given to me, born in the flesh,
A thorn in the flesh. We hear the world use that all the time, don't they? Usually referring to people. A thorn in the flesh. Okay. I think we have time to dive into Galatians. So 2:9, Brother Scott. 4:4, Claire. 5:4, Brent. 5:9, Philip. 6:2, Roy. And 6:7, Mark. And that'll be Galatians. So 2:9. So the right hand of fellowship comes from this verse. 4:4.
When the fullness of the time has come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law.
So the fullness of time, very commonly used. And then 5:4.
Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace.
So fallen from grace. And then 5:9, Philip.
A little leaven.
Very common. And then 6:2, Roy. That phrase, bear you one another's burdens, is also commonly used. And then Mark 6:7. So there's two in this one. You reap what you sow, and God is not mocked. Both very commonly used phrases by the world. Let's do Ephesians. 1:13, Jackie. 4:32, Brad. 4:26, Brother Scott. And 6:17, Claire. So Ephesians 1:13. So the gospel truth, you've heard people say it that way, that's the gospel truth. And then 4:32, Brad.
If we bind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God of Christ has
said. Tender-hearted. It's become a very commonly used word. And 4:26, Brother Scott. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath, or don't let the sun go down upon your anger. Variations of that come from this verse. And then 6:17.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
The sword of the Spirit. Talking about the Bible, but the world uses it. All right, let's do Philippians. 2:12, Brother Brent. 3:14, Philip. And 4:3, Roy. So 2:12.
Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Work out your own salvation. The world doesn't necessarily, not necessarily referring to salvation as we understand it, but they do use the phrase. And then 3:14. So press on or press forward. Comes from Paul's words here. And then 4:3, Roy. The Book of Life. This is the first occurrence and very commonly used. Not necessarily to refer to the true Book of Life, but still the world uses the phrase. And we'll do Colossians 2:8, Brother Mark. And then we will have done 493 phrases.
Beware that any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, and after the rudiments of the world, and not after God.
Amen. So Lord willing, next week we'll finish up this study, start there in 1 Thessalonians, go through Revelation, and do close to 600 phrases with their origins in the King James Bible. All right, so I had a couple new people show up in the past few minutes. I think I'm going to take a revote. So there's two choices for our next study, Diane and Noni, and who else ever might have slipped in. We're either going to study the seven judgments of Jesus Christ or the 51 parables of Jesus Christ. Because this will only take one more week, that's the phrases. So, the seven judgments or the 51 parables? I see you husbands and wives trying to sway the other one into coming to your side. None of that. All right, so those who want the seven judgments, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And those who want the 51 parables, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You're pointing at your phone? That doesn't count. Annette Sharp says parables. Even with Annette Sharp, the judgments wins. So, we will study the seven judgments of Jesus Christ. It'll only take a few weeks, but I think you'll find it a very interesting study. And you know what? We'll just do the parables after that, and you get them both either way. So the seven judgments of Jesus Christ will start week after next, Lord willing. The first of those being Calvary, and the last of those being the great white throne. So that gives you kind of a hint, and all the ones in between. Thoughts or questions? Phrases we might have missed between John and Colossians? Something that maybe twigged in your mind?